Heber City Mayor Colleen Potter said at the January 29th meeting the city heard a few repeated concerns from residents regarding the airport master plan update. The city responded by publishing a brief document outlining three commitments. One of those commitments was that Heber would not build an airport control tower.
One of the things that people have been concerned about is what is going to happen at this airport if there is some kind of an upgrade from a B-2 to a C-2. Part of the concern is that we would have these big airplanes and it possibly would end up with commercial service. Without a control tower, it's very limited on what could happen in the future. So we just wanted to make that clear. That is not part of the plan. It's not a consideration. We want to let the public know that's a commitment that we're willing to make at this point.
Heber City will also not permit commercial airline service to come to the airport.
People are worried because they've been told, and it's true, that we can't limit planes from landing here, which is the reason why we're talking about this safety upgrade, is because bigger planes are landing here and it's not as safe for them as it would be if it was a wider, longer runway. So people think, well, maybe the next thing is a big giant commercial airline. Well, in order for a city to get commercial service, they have to request it. It's not something that's just easily done. As a city, we have no intention of requesting that. I can't say somebody in the future, in decades from now, might not do that. But currently, there's nobody with any appetite for requesting commercial service to come to our airport.
The final commitment issued was that the airport master plan will not move Highway 189.
When that planning study was being done about the bypass Parkway Road, one of the proposals would move 189. And there was a lot of conversation about how we were doing that in order to expand the airport. That is not the case. It was a coincidence that they had looked at that as an option. Now, I'm not saying UDOT wouldn't do that. I don't know what's going to happen with that study, but that is not something that would be done as part of a master plan process for the airport.
Additionally, Potter said that the city won't be strong-arming property owners in Daniels.
My understanding is that we don't even have the authority to use eminent domain in another jurisdiction outside of our city. So I don't know of anyone on the council or in the administration, anybody that would want to do that. So I don't foresee that happening.
Residents can stay informed on the airport master plan update by going to HeberValleyFlightPath.com.
We'll have information as far as when the Community Advisory Committee and the Technical Advisory Committee put out any information. Right now, there's a draft of one chapter, and then there will be more of those, and there will be a couple more meetings, a total of six.
The second public meeting has not been scheduled, but is anticipated to come in spring of 2020. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.